producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven.
Welcome to another What's On Your Mind. We're live at the University of Mary today. Lunch and Learn is happening here. University of Mary is a wonderful institute of higher learning in Bismarck, North Dakota, up on the bluff south of Bismarck. Just couldn't be a more beautiful location. We're right next to the Kirk Lanterman Financial Center and the Gary Thileson School of Business. Today, the Lunch and Learn will take place in the Matt and Joanne Butler Hall. And Dave St. Peter from the Minnesota Twins is the featured speaker. Looking forward to hearing that today, 11:30 at the University of Mary. And you think you'll have a little lighter walk to a step, guys? The president of the Minnesota Twins, Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God, take a bow.
Take a bow.
Or don't. Manny? Oh, you were taking a bow, we just couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
That's how it works, yeah.
You should have heard my back creak when I did that, but I didn't have the mic close enough, I guess.
So Manny will get this. Do you think he'll be a little? His step will be a little lighter today, Manny?
Dave St. Peter?
Yeah.
I would think so. I think they're probably pretty excited about winning the bidding on this Park guy from Korea. He's a big slugging first baseman / DH.
Now, how does this work? The reason I meant a little lighter is he's $13 million lighter in the wallet. Just for the rights to bid on this guy, right? It doesn't even mean you're going to agree to, you know.
Yeah, it's like you're basically paying for the right to negotiate a contract with him. So they've paid that already, and I think now it's just a matter
so
of... I'm sure Dave can probably clarify everything for you, but it's basically they pay a price, and it's like a bidding. I mean, a bunch of teams will come in and say, you know,
sure,
hey, we want to pay this amount
but
to have
what I'm
a right
saying
to
is
negotiate
it,
with.
It's feasible that they don't come to terms. I mean, that could happen, right?
Right.
Most often
right.
not.
And I think if they don't come to terms, then they think they get that money that they.
Oh, I get it.
On.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who gets the $13 million otherwise? Is the league or wherever he's playing now? Or
I think. Yeah, I'm not sure how that part works. I think the. The league or the team that he was playing on over in overseas gets the money or something.
Anyway, it's kind of a cool deal, and it's sort of like how Todd negotiates, I guess. You have to bid on the right to negotiate with Todd.
Right.
See, that's how it works, man.
Yeah.
So you get the, yeah. Yeah. And that's how you land a talent like Todd the Radio God here on the program. So anyway.
Is your whole show this funny? I'm going to have to listen today.
We do want to get to the calls here because there's a lot to talk about, and we are going to momentarily. But we do have Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins. He'll be here in about an hour. And then we're going to chat with Kevin Williams. Now, Kevin is from the National Review. I don't know about you, but the National Review is probably the reason I'm conservative, right? I mean, it's just the conservative chronicle. William F. Buckley, and it really helped me. Even in my younger years, in fact, I'll never forget a teacher. A fellow by the name of Jack Gray, as a matter of fact, brought me a whole stack of them and said, here, you need to have these. And I was like 18 or 19 or pretty darn young. And that's why you're conservative. And it'll help you understand that even more. It's pretty neat. So rest his soul as a teacher at Grand Forks, actually. But so National Review is iconic, but they're very anti-Donald Trump. And I guess some people would say, well, they're just establishment types, so that's why. But Kevin has written a book called The Case Against Donald Trump. And I know that will make some of you absolutely, you know, postal.
So you go demonizing Trump again. Five people are going to call with that, I guarantee
you. Just so you know, this is not me. I didn't write the book. I don't agree with it. I want to know. There's information out there, and I thought it would be interesting, not to any way cut down Donald Trump, but more so from the standpoint, I would guess, if we took a poll of the What's On Your Mind callers, not necessarily the audience, but the callers, it would be 70-30 in Trump's favor, more than he's even leading in any of the polls. There's a lot of Trump fans out there. And so I thought, you may want to tell this guy, knock it off. Stop it. Don't do this, you know, and take issue with anything in this book. So please know the floor is yours and have at it. I'm just going to sort of pick away at some things that are in the book today. Only two guests are those two. Otherwise, it's your show at 800-228-0550. You can call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline right there at 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you'd like the email deal. Or Todd loves getting texts. It makes his day. In fact, he goes to corporate and he says, do you know how many texts I get from listeners? And then they say, well, we're going to have to negotiate to bid on the right to get your contract next time. Because so keep them coming for Todd's retirement plan at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503 on the Clover deal. Big Flavor Hotline from the University of Mary today. Here to me is the big story of the day, and it hasn't happened yet. But it's going to happen. This is big for so many reasons. Today, I believe the Board of Higher Education in North Dakota will receive a recommendation from the Chancellor of the University System to name Ed Schaefer, the former governor, the former U.S. Ag Secretary, former head of Gold Seal Sales, and part of the legendary Harold Schaefer lineage in the great state of North Dakota, Medora and everything else, as the next president of the University of North Dakota. I'm already hearing people saying, boy, if that happens, would he take it permanently? So he hasn't even received the job yet, which, by the way, would be the interim president. And people are already saying, man, would he be fantastic? I think it's a new day for education. I the two finalists are the provost there. And Ed Schaefer, and my understanding is it will be Ed Schaefer. We'll find out. This will happen a little later on this afternoon, but I don't think there's probably much doubt. And if I were the provost, I'd say, well, duh, it's obvious who's getting this job, right? But here's why I think it's a new day. Number one, it's a recognition, and I've been saying this for a while. I've been critical. I am probably more critical of about any one sector of North Dakota than I've ever been. About higher education leadership, because of the mess we have overall, I believe, in leadership and some areas of really poor leadership that have shown through. But first of all, just in general, to say, okay, they're bringing somebody in to be the president that doesn't have five, you know, alphabet soup letters behind their name, that it's not about their, you know, resume or their their pedigree. It's about who is the best leader. And that's what Ed Schaefer is, a great leader. So I think it's a new beginning for higher ed and really good news. Now, I guess the question is, what should his top priority be? Well, you know, where do you start? But number one, you agree? This is good news. This is a good thing to have Ed Schaefer in that post. Is he the right man for the job? And number two, what should his top priority be? It's not official yet, but it's it'll happen, I guess, later today. Although I am hearing that some Board of Higher Ed members are either stranded on planes or running a little late today because of all this fog, which we probably should talk about as well. I don't know if this is because I'm up on the hill here south of Bismarck, Todd, but, I mean, there's this pea soup that's, like, wet. You know, you not only can't see through it, and then there's wind to boot. It's blowing pretty good.
A few hours ago, you know, the middle of town, not so bad, but as you got toward the edges of town, it got a lot thicker, and the next thing you know, you really can't see anything. So driving the low beams on and actually have your headlights on, that would be wise, I guess.
Well, I'm generally in a fog. I'm generally in a fog anyway, but today I'm really...
You have your headlights on every time you drive, then.
Yeah, exactly. But I will tell you this, it is, you know, there was Jamestown, you know, I was driving this morning, it was a couple of spots where like, whoa, where'd this come from? So it can creep up on you quick. Be careful out there, and if you have anything in the way of a fog report you want to pass along, let us know. It's a little slick, too, just from the, not that cold. What is the temp, actually? What are we looking at?
30.
Okay, it is. So, I mean, that with the wet, it's, you know, be careful.
Well, it could be different on the hill. I mean, every once in a while we see where the Bismarck Airport on the, you know, south end of town is one temperature, and KXMD CBS 12 in the north end of town is a different temperature. I mean, it happens, so. But
okay, what else do we have? The debate, the big debate. A quick analysis on what I believe will happen tonight. I think Fox Business Channel, which, by the way, you can hear both debates on 550 KFIRE. So tune it in. First one's at 6, second one's at 8. Correct, Todd?
Yes, sir.
So tune those in if you're not able to be in front of the tube, or better yet, just tune it in. And so on the debates tonight, I think, first of all, the first one's worth watching because Chris Christie will actually make that one more interesting now that he got bumped down there. And remember, Carly Fiorina in the first debate sort of emerged out of the lower tier. So
no, I didn't think about that angle because I wondered, you know, why put him down to the second tier? But yeah, you're right. It just might make that thing more entertaining. I didn't think about that.
Right,
angle.
And he could shine. He's got less people next to him. So second of all, this is do or die for Jeb Bush. No question about it. Jeb Bush has to have a knock out of the park performance, or he's in big trouble. And of course, Rubio and Cruz have elevated themselves every step from another debate. So debate four, another chance for them to go up and be in a position that if something happens to either Trump or Carson in the polls, they're ready to go. That's my analysis, but I watch yours. Let's go. What's on your mind?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Hey, folks, my neighbor Vince Webker is here to tell you about a great deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Now, till Sunday, hurry in. Tell me about this very special deal.
Well, we're taking away your last excuse not to have hot water with 5 years no-interest financing. Get into what we call the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. Every day made better with this product because you get out better than you got in. You feel better. You walk better. You talk better. You're just better. This is the first and only time we've ever been able to do something like this, and it really is, folks, the last excuse not to get into hot water. It's taken away.
And you get it before the snow flies. We've really had a great fall here, but you know what? Winter is coming, and these things work great in a North Dakota, Minnesota winter, don't they?
That's why we're the absolute best ownership experience. Better energy. We are the most energy efficient hot tub, period. And hot tub season is upon us now. We like to have you use it 365 days a year, but we all know winter is the best time.
It is just absolutely amazing, hassle-free, but more importantly, great family time and incredible relaxation. I'm doing it 20 minutes a night, every night when I'm home, and it's incredible.
Everybody who has this product, they come back and say the same thing. Boy, I wish we would have done this sooner. Well, now that time is here for you guys. Again, with a financing option, it's hard to say no.
Hurry into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. This deal ends Sunday, so you must hurry. 13th Avenue South, next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, in front of Kmart, Grand Forks.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're in Bismarck today at the University of Mary, Lunch and Learn Day. Dave St. Peter, the Minnesota Twins, will be here over the lunch hour today. come on out. Buy a ticket for that event. It's a great fun. I think it's a collaboration between the Bismarck Mandan Chamber of Commerce and the University of Mary, as I recall. And it is really great fun. It really is. They've had some great speakers. So I'm looking forward to it. Of course, Dave St. Peter, you know, is a North Dakota native. He is a UND grad. And now he's president of the Minnesota Twins. It's such a, one of those cool stories. So, and a very nice guy that remembers his roots. I mean, every darn time I bumped into him anywhere or you sent him a note saying, hey, going to be down there, he's like, I'll come by your seats and say hi. Just a really neat guy. So he'll be on here next hour with us. In the meantime, we have the debates. Who is it do or die for tonight in your mind? Maybe I'm too strong on this Jeb Bush thing. I mean, are you watching Jeb Bush? Are you rooting for Jeb Bush? Or you just want him to go off the stage? Would be one question I have for you on the debates. It's a big debate for a lot of folks. This field is going to thin. Now, I was at Mass on Sunday, and a dear sweet woman came up to me. And she, in fact, she's I won't say her name because I didn't ask to. But she's the kind of sweet grandmotherly type that even makes, like, chocolate chip cookies every once in a while. I mean, really, really sweet. And she leaned into me and said, they all got to go. I said, well, what do you mean?
They all?
She said, there's too many of them on the stage. You've got to get down to a few that are actually have a chance to win. I want all these people on the stage. It's dang Republicans. And I'm not in that mode. No, I just said, oh, okay. Well, her take was get it down to three or four that have a real chance and let's discuss them. Too darn many. Now, maybe. But to me, that's what this process is for. I'll give you an example. Ben Carson, I don't buy any of these allegations against him right now. I think it's phony baloney. Okay? Yeah. But you guess what? When you run for president, this stuff happens. See? And that's why you do this. So, example, say you go down to four or five candidates, and all of a sudden two or three have some serious things that pop up, or they're vetted and they don't answer it well, whatever, then you whittle the field down further. I don't know. I don't rush into wanting this thing done. I think it's part of the process. It's natural, I think, if you're a Trump guy, okay, everybody else should go because I want Trump or Carson. I get that, but to think that the field ought to, you know, just be down to a few, be careful about that. Now, if that person heard me, probably not going to make chocolate chip cookies anymore. But I'm okay with it. But by the way, when this dear sweet lady said that, my wife said, I agree. So I guess I'm in the minority here. But anyway, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're going to go up to Watford City. First up to start the program here today, brought to you, by the way, by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. If you haven't followed them on Facebook yet, what are you waiting for? North Dakota Oil Can on Facebook or NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Gibb. Is it Gibb? Do I have that right?
Yes.
What's on your mind?
That's correct. I don't know how anybody else feels, but Christie shot, to me, is a non-issue in this race because of his blubbering over Obama in the last presidential election. And I think for the most conservative guy that can get it, it's definitely Cruz. He's articulate, and he's the only one that stood up and called out Boehner and McConnell on being the two-faced individuals they were. So I think if we're going to have somebody in the White House that's going to work to turn the country back around the right way, it's definitely him. Trump, I like him, but I'm worried that he could maybe go where winds are not necessarily conservative. And that scares me.
When you say winds that are not necessarily conservative, what do you mean by winds?
Well, I'm afraid of him on social issues. He's for Obamacare.
He is. I don't know if he's for Obamacare. I think he's for single payer, or has been in the past. But so there's a worry there. I'm with you. What about, he seems pretty pro-life. I've seen him pressed on that issue, and he was not at one time. But that, to me, is not a deal breaker for anybody. It makes you a little weary. You know, you trust but verify.
No, but I hopefully he would be good on energy production.
Oh, he'd be great.
High in the sky windmill and solar power stuff, and go back to good energy efficiency, natural gas, oil, coal.
Here's my question for you, Gib. Do you think if Donald Trump brings in more people than any other Republican normally would and gets the White House, that he's enough Republican, enough conservative, enough sort of tough for what we need right now that you could live with anything else, knowing that he probably brings some people other Republicans wouldn't and maybe gets you the White House versus Hillary?
Well, definitely. Anybody but Hillary.
But my point is, let me play this out. So then what about Ted Cruz? Because if it's Ted Cruz and Hillary, I'm telling you, Ted Cruz has one tough time. Now, I would be more Ted Cruz than I would be Donald Trump, philosophically, ideologically. But I believe Ted Cruz would, they would all but put the devil's horns and tail on Ted Cruz if he were the Republican nominee against Hillary.
Yeah, but at some point they'll have to debate. And when somebody calls her out on all these inequities for which she should be prosecuted and hasn't because a corrupt Justice Department is protecting her, well, then it may be a different story. If you take the moron voter, as I call them.
I think low information voter is the politically correct term, Gib. Low information voter.
Okay.
All right.
Well, there's...
Yep.
Unfortunately, they can't hide what they are. You know, once those people are exposed to the truth in the national venue where she's got to defend, I don't know how she can defend it, but, you know, the hearing, she goes, they caught her in bald-faced lies.
I'm with you. I agree with everything you just said. My point is the media doesn't care. They can't wait to cover it up for her. I know that Ted Cruz would bring it out in the debate. There's no doubt about that. Would just his debate performance be enough to overcome the onslaught that come at him? I don't know. I like the guy, but that's the questions I think we all need to ask right now. Agree or disagree? Thanks, Gib. Love hearing from Watford City. It is, bar none, my favorite place in North Dakota. Absolutely fantastic. Sorry to my current residents. Sorry to my adopted hometown of Grand Forks, but it's the best. Tim in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I want to talk about tacos.
Excuse me?
Tacos. They're very good.
Tacos as in starts with a T-A-C-O-S?
Yes.
Okay.
I implore everybody to go out and enjoy tacos today. Taco Tuesday.
What do you own? A couple of Taco Johns, or what? What's the?
Wish it'd be great, wouldn't it? Especially on Taco Tuesday.
It's nice to know that not necessarily who the next president of UND is, who the
tacos today, bacon and brats tomorrow.
Republican nominee is today. Exactly. We're doing Cloverdale brats and bacon tomorrow. Taking care of those vets, so thanks for the call on those tacos.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
At PetroServe USA locations, they're helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you know what? They're helping your tailgate better, too, with your tailgating headquarters supply needs and a chance to win a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Come on in. Register for that. And two $500 cash cards given away every single week at PetroServe USA. Great specials all month long include the Hershey Reese's King Size Candy Bars, two for $2.22, the Jerky Jack Links, just $4.39. The Deli Express Smoked Ham and Cheese, Chuck Wagon, Chicken and Swiss Sandwiches, only $1.99. And the Licorice Twist and Bites, just $1.19 from Kenny's Candy. Plus, you'll find PetroServe USA gift cards and Coffee for Life Club cards that are great gift-giving ideas, too. All from a PetroServe USA location near you. And don't forget the 4 for $4 special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. All at a PetroServe USA near you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Blessed to have the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Thank you for that. You are the reason we're here every day. That's what it's all about, folks. You're the reason we are here. So all you need to do is simply pick up the phone and let us know what's on your mind. Very simple, and we want to hear it. So don't think, oh, I don't have anything to offer. You do. You have a lot to offer. So pick up the phone, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. You know, Polar Service Center is a booming company. They have, first of all, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. So they're big. But they also have 30 service centers around the country. And I've actually been spending a little time talking with some of their customers all around the country. And it's fun for me because I don't know much about the tank trailer business or the truck repair business, but I was helping them with a leadership meeting they're having, and they asked me to interview some of their customers. Now, that wouldn't mean anything to you, but their customers obviously provide a lot of insight for their sales reps. So this is an off-air interview. And their customers love the work they do and the locations. In fact, some of the feedback we were getting for them is, can you be in more locations? You know, can you have mobile units? Because you guys really get this. So they're really, really good. So obviously, if you need tank trailer service, they service not only their own, but other tanks as well. And they do it really, really well in Kildare and at the end of the month in Williston. So we are days away from them joining in Williston as well. And they're still looking for great people. Got a note the other day from the HR manager, said, world-class hire, you sent us, Scott. World-class hire. So PolarServiceCenter.com careers on that link is a great way to go. All right? And just tell them Scott sent you. All right. Let's see. Karen wants to talk about Jeb Bush. Back to the debate thing. We're talking, by the way, about not only the announcement on Ed Schaefer. I want to know what you think. Where's my first Ed Schaefer call? Ed Schaefer as president of UND, what do you think of that? Okay, I want to know that. I want to talk a little bit about this debate, and who has to win, who you're looking to emerge, and that issue. We have two other things that have caught my attention in the news. One is in the front page of the Bismarck Tribune today, that United Tribes College is starting single-stream recycling. Now, I don't know why single stream recycling, which, by the way, just means I could put the cans with the plastic and, you know, the glass all in one. It wasn't the way they did this from the beginning for dummies like me that are not going to, you know, take the time. I finally gave up on recycling, I'll be honest. I mean, we used to do it, and this is like, oh, this is so disorganized, and, you know, we don't do it anymore. Single-stream recycling, we do. That's brilliant. So, I know some folks...
Yeah, we got that in Bismarck, and it, I mean, yeah, it's easy when you can throw it all in one container. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. So, United Tribes Technical College is doing it and kind of joining the parade, I guess, because a lot of folks around here are. So, way to go. But to me, that's a no-brainer. I don't know. And I hope that doesn't make me like a green liberal or something, but... I'm okay with that if it does, because it just makes a whole lot of sense. So, way to go. And then this story on the Grand Forks Herald, unbelievable. Bismarck Tribune has the same story, but party buses containing minors making stops at rural bars are turning into a big problem, according to the Grand Forks County Sheriff, Bob Ross. And here's the deal. There was one bar in this story where they had a bus, okay? And the bus is not in front of the bar. In the bus are 26 kids. In the bar are 2 kids. In the bus, the 26 kids, all underage. So you don't think there's beer going back and forth and everything? And you know, like, hello? So underage kids on a bus. My big question, do they have parents? Do these kids have parents? Phenomenal to me. And one other one, and then I'll get back to the calls here. What do you make of this deal at Mizzou? There's a North Dakota kid, by the way. Connor McGovern played at Shanley, senior on the team. Great player on the University of Missouri football team. Manny, quick take on what you make of this.
Say this again. I'm multitasking here. Apologies.
You're busy talking to callers, aren't you? Which I'm going to talk to in a moment as well. The University of Missouri deal. The football team saying, we're done. We're out of here. We're not going to play unless you fire the president. Have you been following it all? If you haven't, no big deal.
Yeah, I've followed it a little bit. I mean, I think more than anything, it just kind of shows how powerful student athletes can actually be.
Whoa.
Because
you think? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I mean,
because he resigned yesterday, so, I mean, that's, you know.
He did, yeah. I think there's two stories out of this. You're right. I think it's that. I think it's also this racial black-on-white stuff is just getting out of hand. You know, we just got to be people. We just got to be, you know, fellow Americans.
It's sad. It's very sad.
It's just brutal. It is, and it's a cottage industry for some lawyers and Todd, did you care? Did you follow that at all down there, Mizzou?
I really didn't, just because it just drives me crazy, you know.
Yeah, you do kind of
same reasons you describe.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you, Karen in Fargo. Thanks for waiting. You're on the Big Flavor Hotline. Take it away.
Yes, when I thought that Jeb Bush was probably going to be the Republican candidate for president, he would have been more competition for Hillary than I liked, but at least I wasn't afraid of what he'd do when he got to the White House.
So you're saying you're a Democrat, you're for Hillary, but Jeb Bush is one, hey, I could live with him. If he ends up winning, I wouldn't vote for him, but I'd live with him. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I wouldn't have a nightmare about what he'd do when he got to the White House.
You think Jeb Bush would be a nightmare?
No. I'm saying that Donald Trump could give me nightmares pretty soon.
Oh. He could give you nightmares. Jeb Bush wouldn't be as bad, but you wouldn't vote for him.
Well, I'm afraid that if he were the candidate, too many people would vote for him, but at least I feel like he could go
Okay. You're going down a different angle now. See, so listen up, conservatives. Somebody that wants to see Hillary defeated, Republican in the White House. What Karen here is saying is, you put that Jeb Bush guy in there, and he could beat my pick, Hillary. That's what Karen just said. And you're saying, what about Donald Trump then, Karen? Could Donald Trump beat Miss Clinton, in your view?
Well, Mrs. Clinton.
Sorry.
I certainly hope not, because first of all, he doesn't understand about global politics at all.
No. Do you think they're still married, by the way? That's why maybe I was a Freudian slip with the miss thing, but maybe there was something back in the deep recesses of my mind that caused that, because it's another show. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. You agree or disagree with her, let me know. Bob in Grafton has a road report for us. We'll take others if you're battling this fog today. Let us know what's going on. Bob, where are you?
Hi, just going through Grand Forks right now, and I just got a couple comments, quick comments on a few things. First, what I mainly called for is this fog, and, you know, it just mind boggles me, the lack of common sense with grown adults behind the wheel. You got white cars and gray cars driving down the road with no headlights on. It's just pathetic. And then a comment about the school situation down there in Missoula. You know, just a little while ago, Rush Limbaugh was talking about this yesterday, that school was the bastion of diversity, with the openly gay, sports player there. Isn't that the guy that Obama had to the White House? And you know what needed to be done was that president should have fired that coach and revoked the scholarships of those kids that refused to play. That's my personal opinion on it. And, you know, as far as Hillary in the White House versus, Jeb or Donald, Hillary Clinton is the worst nightmare that this country could need right now.
Who beats her? Who beats her, Bob, in the election?
Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
No one talking making any promos on my comments today.
Anybody. I think anybody could beat her.
I'm saying of the Republican field, Todd, is what I'm saying, not Bernie.
Does anybody beat Hillary?
No, Bernie gave up.
Whether Bernie would beat Hillary.
Anybody on a Republican side, right? She makes these comments, you know, I mean, just set aside all of the lies and deceit from about Benghazi and so on and so forth. My Lord. You know, she makes these comments. We need to start believing in people who are sexually abused and raped and assaulted. Well, okay, Mrs. Clinton, does that mean that you believe the ones that were accusing your husband then? Do you stand behind those women now? The level of hypocrisy with that woman is just catastrophic. It's astronomical.
Thank you, Bob. It is, yeah. Catastrophic and astronomical. Pretty good. We're going to give you a job in radio. All right, 800-228-0550. I'm backed up on the text, but I know I got to get to them, so don't worry. Keep sending them. We'll get to you. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Keith, what's up? You're in Valley City?
Yes, yes. I was just calling to kind of remind all of the listeners and stuff that in the debate itself, I think the most important aspect of that whole debate process ought to be getting an understanding of where the candidates stand on tax reform and generally tax policy. And I know that Ted Cruz I'm most aligned with Ted because I believe in a fair tax, a national sales tax to replace and eliminate the IRS. I'm an advocate. And I know that Ted's tax policy or proposals include higher corporate taxes. Just want to remind everybody, I think, that corporate taxes are really a consumption tax anyway. I have managed factories for large corporations for 40 years, and I've never, ever put together a business plan that didn't include a profit after taxes. So I pass that cost of taxes on to my consumers. So if you're buying products from people that from corporations and businesses, you're really paying their taxes out of your pocket. If you follow the money, that's very logical. So again, I'm a fair tax advocate. I believe in eliminating the IRS and let's just go to the 23%, 24%, 25% national sales tax and eliminate the IRS. The tax collection system has got a fatal flaw, and it requires that more or less on your honor, you report your gross income every year and pay accordingly.
Can I ask you something, Keith? Do you think Ted Cruz has sold that deal enough?
No, he hasn't. But I think that the real irony there is that in both parties, we have thrown like red meat to the voters about do we tax corporations enough or too little or whatever. The truth is it's coming out of our pockets and it's a bald-faced lie.
Well, that's a good point, but I do think Ted Cruz needs something like that to break out of the pack, in my mind. Appreciate the call. hope the fog is letting up in Valley City, and hope everybody has their lights on. Or Bob from Grafton's going to call again. 800-228-0550.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Lots of questions rolling in for Dave St. Peter, the Minnesota Twins, and he's in the house, so he'll join us coming up here in a little bit. We have lots of comments on our Facebook page, which, by the way, goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so check that out as well. Here's what folks had to say about Ed Schaefer as the next president. Dennis says, good news. Dwayne says, finally, a leader in higher ed. David says, leadership at its best. Congrats, UND. Paul says, as far as the top priority, drain the university of the liberal mentality and show that the university believes in freedom. Unlike a certain university professor, city councilman who wants to hinder free speech in Grand Forks. Oh, boy. Sounds like we're due for a trip up there. Chad says, don't be like Kelly. He'll be just fine. Kenny says, fighting Sue is a good place to start. I wondered how long that would take. Oh, my gosh. let's see here. Ken says, Schaefer would be an excellent choice and then follow that up with Wrigley as the new president. Speaking of course, Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor. So a lot of comments pouring in on that. I want to get back to your calls here. And I'm also behind on a few texts that have been pouring in on the text Todd Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Can anybody tell me what racial incidents occurred at the University of Missouri, says Mike from South Dakota. Again, Manny, I know you're man on the microphones or the calls there, but all I know is there were some pretty significant racial tensions on campus, and people thought he mishandled it. I don't know what it actually was.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to do a lot more reading on the story because I've only mildly paid attention to it. But, yeah, basically there was some racist activity going on apparently at the university, and, you know, a lot of the minorities down there were just like, you've had enough of this, and, you know, this stuff is going on, and nobody's doing anything about it, and the president should be doing something about it or doing more about it, and he's just kind of standing pat. And so,
yeah. We'll do a little more digging for you there. I have to tell you, when I hear these, you know, racial tensions, the Ferguson, Missouri kind of stuff, very often what you're hearing has no bearing in what the ultimate story ever is. So I pay very little attention until it sort of the dust settles.
Right.
Honestly, I don't.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's like, you know, how many times can you cry wolf at one of these things?
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's where we need to really just say, when it's bad, say it's bad, do something about it. And when it's not, don't be afraid in the name of political correctness to say it's not.
Yeah. I just wonder if, you know, I mean, the way I look at it is something had to have been going on, because otherwise I don't think this guy would have resigned yesterday. Like, something significant was going on. So
My only question there. That's what you normally think in a deal like that. The way he answered, I took it as, I'm just falling on my sword here. It's the right thing to do, and I messed up on some stuff, and see you later, bye. He clearly gave that indication on his way out. I wonder if we could ever get Connor McGovern to come on the program. His grandfather is Ron Offutt, as in RDO equipment, you know, Ronald D. Offutt. So RDO in fact, Ronnie goes to a lot of games down there. So he is a Shanley grad and comes from great stock, good family, and would love to know a little bit more. I'm not sure, probably have the players buttoned down, but this will be interesting to follow. All right, somebody else want to weigh in on Ted Cruz. Who's that? Larry in Fargo. Let's get to you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, Connor starts at guard for the University of Missouri, and is doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, awesome. Senior. Yeah, senior this year.
Not a senior. He's just a junior.
Oh, is he? I thought he was a senior. Okay, all right.
They redshirted him a year.
Got it.
No, but say, Scott, how well did the only Republican, Willard, the father of Obamacare, Romney, do against Obama and the Democrats?
I one more time, you lost me. Start.
How well did the only Republican that could beat Obama, Willard, the father of Obamacare, Romney, do in 2012?
Yeah. And I don't think Mitt Romney could have run a worse campaign. So how you run a campaign matters, but definitely.
He couldn't have been a worse candidate, Scott. He alienated the conservative Tea Party base. How many millions stayed home or voted third party?
I agree. I agree with you. But that was dumb. If you were a Republican and you stayed home and allowed four more years of Barack Obama's president of the United States, knowing what has happened these last 4 years, to go further in the ditch, it's dumb. Now,
Scott, what is dumb is nominating a loser rhino that cannot win, alienating the party's conservative Tea Party.
But you didn't do that.
To the point they vote third party or stay home. And if it happens again, it's going to be even worse.
You
and
didn't
more than likely,
that.
It'll result in the formation of a third party and the death of the Republican Party.
Yeah,
these people lie and have no whatsoever courage. They're afraid of their own shadows.
So you think Cruz gets it? Do you think he has a shot at the nomination?
I hope he does. There's a couple others I could vote for, but there are some that there's no way I will vote for.
Tonight's a big night for Ted Cruz. Big, big night. If he can be the talk over the next between now and the next debate, could be make a big difference. And look, that's what's going on here, folks. There's a battle to be in that second spot. In other words, Trump and Carson are there, and you know, conventional wisdom says at some point they're going to fall. They may not. But that's what conventional wisdom would say. It happens in a lot of races. They're not traditional candidates. It's early and they lead, whatever. What Cruz and Rubio are doing is vying to be in that next tier that, okay, now it's me, I'll emerge and I'll go to the top. And Jeb Bush has fallen out of that, so he has to survive tonight. So this will be interesting. No question about it. By the way, listen to it on 550 K-Fire, both. The early debate at 6, the late one at 8, and we want your commentary on it tomorrow. We won't have a lot of time for that because we'll be chatting with a lot of vets, but we do want your commentary, so we are looking forward to that. Veterans Day tomorrow, we're going to have a great show for you.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.